this November, I got a badass show that I'm very excited about with few tickets left. Town Hall for New York Comedy Festival, November 8th at 9:45 p.m. Town Hall, go get tickets right now. There's a few remaining. Let's fill it up. I'm very excited for that show. And then the next night, we're doing Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Two shows at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. First show, completely sold out. Second show, lots of tickets available. Go to The Late Show. If you don't have your tickets yet, go check out The Late Show. It is November 9th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. The 7:30 is sold out. The 9:30 is very on sale. Tampa, Florida. I hope you're okay after the hurricane. We're coming down there in November. November 14th through the 16th, I will be at Sidesplitters Comedy Club in Tampa. I hope you're all right. And if everything's okay, call on out and we'll have a laugh. DanSoder.com. That's where you find me. I'm trying new catchphrases. Does this work? That's where you'll find me. I think that sucks. Did you have that growing up? Were you like, I'm going to be crazy? I'm going to do something crazy? You don't seem
like... Sometimes I feel like, do I have memories?
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just sort of like, well, is there things that have happened to me so bad I've locked away the rest of it?
You go, am I a clone?
Yeah. I'm just like... I'm trying to think. Yes, I did pink hair at one time.
Okay.
Yes,
that's a bold move.
Visited my dad in Orlando my parents are divorced, obviously.
Yeah, I forgot your dad's in Orlando.
Yeah, he's
dad.
In Orlando.
I forgot about that.
You know, had to go visit him as kids, me and my two older sisters, because it was court ordered. And
oh, really? So he won. Was it that the court rewarded him or the court punished him?
Was it like the
court going like, you're going to see your fucking kids?
No, the court gave him custody because he fought for it, but shouldn't have.
No, but that's good.
They shouldn't have,
I'm just telling you, as someone whose father didn't want to be involved.
Yeah, you're like, hey, congrats.
Where you feel forced on.
Congrats.
You know, where they're like, no, we're sending them to you.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with them for 3 weeks.
See, that is a way worse feeling.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But your dad's like.
But that's why you're probably, you know. In some way or another, people pleaser, you're amenable. You're like, I'll fit right into this little spot right here, and I'm not going to disturb.
And you're nailing why I never shave half my head. Because I'm like, guys, I'm not a problem. Like, I was the kid at sleepovers where they were like,
is Dan still here?
And they go, I guess you could sleep on the couch. And I go, that's better. It's better than I expected.
I don't need to be down there with you guys in the bags.
No, you guys have your sleeping bags.
I don't need
bags.
Bond.
I will go to the garage.
If you want me, I'll sleep with your parents.
I can clean up.
Climb in between your parents.
I remember cleaning up at sleepovers, like helping clean up, being like, I got this. You guys are busy.
I feel like I was, I don't know. These are the times where I actually need to phone a friend and be like, what was I like?
Well, do your sisters ever tell you that? Your two older sisters?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely a little shit.
You're the youngest.
Yeah.
Comics, they say, are always the baby or only child, baby, or the oldest.
Yes.
But mostly baby and only child.
Yeah, mostly baby.
Yeah, the baby, because you're like, I'm the baby. Gotta love me. You're the dinosaurs.
Yes,
you're the
I love baby. That show.
Oh, it was great.
Gotta love me.
And it was all puppets. It was all so actual good. Puppets.
And like skin-like.
Yeah.
And the baby was like
skin-like. With the teeth.
Like puppets.
You saw the texture and you're like, why do I want to touch it? But I don't want to touch it. Yeah. So you were the baby. What's the distance in you and your older
Four
sister?
4 years and 6 years.
Okay. So the one that's 6 year was like, no time for Beth.
Oh, she would say things like, I'm never having kids.
Because
it was a little shit. I remember one time I stabbed her with a pencil and then go, like, I knew I was going to get in trouble. I was like, oh no. I immediately started crying.
That's awesome. You go, I can't be in trouble because I'm the victim. Yeah. And you go, but you stabbed your sister.
She's like, what the hell? There was still like a little piece of lead in there.
That's so great.
I scratched her face. I remember we had a stepdad for a stint.
Okay.
And he tied a bolt to a string from a beam in the basement for the cat to hit.
Yeah.
And I right at her. Little blood right here for sure.
Really?
Yeah,
did you think it was funny?
Again, it's the immediate, oh no, I'm going to get punished.
But at that moment where you flicked it, you go, this would be hilarious.
Yes.
Fucking nailed her with the bolt.
Yes. I did all kinds. I remember I would do things like piss my pants to make them laugh.
Who didn't?
I would do anything for a laugh.
Can I just say the bravery? Because I did that once and it got a laugh, but the horror that follows the laugh is not worth the laugh. You almost learn your limitations right there.
It's not too dissimilar from like, oh, first time at SeaWorld, let's go to Shamu first. And the rest of the day.
Yeah, and you're like, oh God, salty.
I should have never done that.
Why were we in the splash zone?
Why would I go to the splash zone right away?
It's
your pants at the end of the day.
When you're going home.
Yeah, when you're going to get that fresh.
For all you young kids watching this podcast,
shave your piss up.
It's the closer.
Pissing your pants is how you close.
Close on pissing your pants. Because, dude, I remember my friend Byron lived around the corner from me, and we were in like seventh grade, and like all the neighborhood kids are hanging out. We're like being silly. And I go, what if I just pissed my pants? And they're like, you wouldn't. It was like summer. And I just started pissing. And they were like,
you wouldn't.
They go, ah. And then I remember it was just one kid goes, ew. And then you go, no. You're like trying to control the room. So cool. No, it's hilarious. Because someone said I would never do it. And then, dude, just being like, having to fight the rumors at the bus stop when school starts. Like, Byron said you pissed your pants this summer. And you're like, I did it as a bit.
I know. It was a joke.
And it was a fuck. That doing that as a little kid, we go, it was a fucking joke. Okay. Don't get it.
I will say the immediate lesson learned, though, is probably the most, it's the haunting part of it. For example, I used to do a lot of things for laughs, bodily humor. And like,
I one time ate a stick of butter for 2 minutes because it'd make my friend's older brother laugh.
I ate a dog bone at my sister's party.
I ate a milk bone. Same. We would have been a killer comedy duo.
Can you imagine?
The Nasty Boys. We would have, in middle school, we would have cleaned up at a bus 100%.
Stop. 100%. My sister's
Stelling and Soder, they'd be like, good luck following it. By the way, they both piss at the same time.
I'm queefing on demand while you piss.
I'm farting out the back. She's farting out the front. We got a whole fucking thing going.
We lifted our stomachs and
going, boom. Let's get gross. Like that bus pulls away and like, those kids are going to do something. By the way, Child Protective Services would absolutely go to both the Stelling and Soder household to be like, we got to check out on these kids. But you are in that age of middle school. You are going for what can make people laugh.
Yes. And it was, there's a crossover that probably happens, I think, sooner for girls, which is like, you guys can go longer without hitting puberty and sort of fake it. For us, it's very clear that you don't have tits. And that was like something I wanted so bad. I was like so flat for so long. I was a gymnast.
How old were you a gymnast till?
I think I actually stopped in sixth grade, but the side effect of no tits lasted forever. Because
they push that period down on gymnasts.
I didn't get one until ninth grade. Yeah.
Was that how? No, I'm a guy.
I probably could have been having sex without any protection
there. That's crazy. You just raw dog me.
I haven't got my period yet, so we don't got to use smoke protection.
Smoke it already?
So disgusting.
Nature hasn't kicked in. You I can really blast was. Off in me if
Fifth
you want.
Fifth grade, Marlboro.
Yeah. What's the normal age for a period? Like,
well, now they say like kids are getting it in fifth grade because the milk has hormones and stuff. But
shout out science. Thanks for pressing the fast forward button.
Exactly. So some people, and even back then, I remember like the earliest I'd heard was fifth. That's really soon.
Yeah. That's got to be scary.
Yes. You're like, you're oh no, that's kid. Something you would almost hide. Like, oh my God, I'm bleeding. I'm not going to tell my mom.
Yeah.
She thinks I'm dying.
Man, you know, boys are so lucky that we don't have that moment where all of a sudden our shit just starts bleeding at school and you're like, you gotta find a fucking teacher.
You
like
get a little blood in your hand and leave a path to the bathroom.
It looks like Desperado and Anthony when he's walking along the wall, it's just streaking.
Did you spots to follow Soderling in a pool.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. My pussy's bleeding. Get up. We're just doing bits.
Who's not doing that bit? That's a good bit.
It's a good bit. Again, all the children that watch.
Get your period. Drip, drip, drip to the bathroom.
Leave a little mystery trail.
Children who are watching out there.
Find out who's going to be a detective at your school. See who follow the blood. Follow the blood. When you were doing gymnastics, did it get to a point where it was like too competitive?
Yes. So I started in first grade, which you could almost argue is a little late.
Really?
That's the funny thing about so many of these things that people master so early. I was like going for a jog at the track the other day and I saw a guy he had put one of those harnesses on his daughter who looked, I'm bad at ages, 5.
Sure.
And she's like running.
Is that a wind resistant thing?
This was at like a high school that I was running around the track
just
in LA.
Speed training a 5-year-old?
Yes, for real. And at first I was like, what? You know, like that's nuts. But then I'm thinking, I don't know. There's so many arguments about like what you're supposed to, like the lines with your children, you know, like what's too soon or even more controversial topics. But it's like, I don't know. Did they express an interest in soccer or are you forcing it on them until they say no?
Also, it's like weird to be like, yeah, my first grader has an explosiveness to her because we're using shoot training at the high school.
Right.
She runs with a parachute every Saturday.
Exactly.
It's like when you're little, you just want to run around.
Right.
You
don't want to put a parachute on your kid.
I think that's like, I think a lot of that is adults living through their children.
I think because earliest I think if, version of it, if they're getting in that soon, because I definitely express interest in it. That's why my mom's a freak, was a teacher.
Yeah.
And she didn't tell me at the time, but later I found out she like dipped into her savings so that I could do gymnastics.
So you wanted to do it bad.
I did. And also I was like an ADHD kid, which of course I didn't find out. Sure. Like it was told to me way too late. And I,
oh, now that I don't have to take tests.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Yeah. So anyway, got a lot of talks too much, got a lot of can't sit still, is finishing her work then annoying other people.
Sounds like a write-up for me, except I never finish my work. I go right to go from picking glue off my hand to annoying my classmates. Hey, what are you doing? Can I copy?
Oh, God. Rubber cement smells so good.
Oh, my God. But just pouring glue on your hand and letting it dry and then being like, I'm lucky I don't do meth. That's like why you smoke meth is
it's a project.
You just pick glue off your hand, but it's actually your real skin. That's what it is. So when you were annoyed your mom about
the interest, I was.
It sounds like you more than expressed the interest.
Yes, I really wanted to do it. She sacrificed things so that I could do it.
Did your sisters do it?
No, they did ballet, and I couldn't. I didn't like it. So everything that they did, I either failed at or I wasn't good at. I remember like being scared to go into ballet. It just wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
So my sisters were kind of two peas in a pod. They're like, I don't know, I forget.
2 years 16 apart.
16 months apart or something, or 18 months.
Irish twins, huh?
Yeah, they're close.
Okay.
I guess maybe it's a little longer, 79 and yeah, who cares? Point is close. And I was never really doing what they were doing. The gymnastics, I was like ripped as a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like third grade, I've got an 8-pack. No body fat. Yeah.
Yeah. And you could do like crazy flips.
I could do push-ups. I could do sit-ups. I'm trying to think about the most impressive things. You know, climb a rope in a warehouse and that's ding insane. A bell at the top of
never,
a warehouse.
Never made it to the top.
Yeah, I mean, that was a source of pride because that was like a big deal because it's also scary to get up that high.
And then what
I
about,
can't believe they let us do it, to be honest.
I know, with no support, no harnesses?
Yeah.
How did a kid not just fall out the sky?
I don't know.
Imagine being a gym teacher and you're like talking to another kid. You go, recess, and then just see the kid go, and you go, oh, all right? Like, dude, Vecchione and I.
Especially because the mats in gym are like that thing. At least at the gymnastics place, they've got some big 8-inch ones.
Vecchione and I belong to a gym in Queens where we lived together.
I haven't seen him in a long time. I love him.
Oh, he's great. He was just on the podcast.
Okay.
We were at a gym in Astoria called The Rock. Yeah. Welcome to The Rock. And they had a rock climbing wall. Never saw anybody use it in the 6 years I went there. And one time I'm just like working out. It's like a fucking Wednesday afternoon. And all of a sudden in the corner of my eye, I just see a guy go, boom. And a guy didn't sign up, didn't tell the gym he was going to climb, just started climbing the rock wall and got high up and didn't know how to get down and fell down.
Not even into the cubes of foam?
No cubes of foam. Those thin, they were like those thin mats stacked. They had to get an ambulance and pull him out on a stretcher. It was wild. And I was like, I think I was like doing something like curls or something. So I'm like, and then it's just like, you just see him fucking eat it. I think Vecchione was at the gym that day too, because we were like, that was fucking
crazy.
Wild. Because you can't react to that.
No, you can't. But you're not supposed to laugh.
I would love to know how many gym teachers have watched kids go like, oh, he's going all the way. Oh, shit.
I know. How was there not? Or are they catching him? Or, yeah, I
mean, to try to get under him?
I feel like the smart kid is knowing they should hold on and just suffer the rope burns.
Yeah. Yeah, just come down and
burn
like,
hole.
So you were good at that.
Okay. So, yes, I actually was good at gymnastics, but I wasn't good enough. Like, I made the team.
Do you remember
which is
the
exciting.
Girl's name that was good enough? Do you remember who was really good?
I know. I'm trying to think of some of the, I used to. You're right.
Oh,
Andrea.
I'd like go back and think of like, I sucked at baseball, but like the Nunez twins were like so good. They were so good. They were younger than me, but they felt like men. You're like, you guys can hit home runs and shit. I was an okay fielder, horrible at the plate.
There's also dynamics of those teams.
Yeah.
Like, did they like you?
I was funny, but I sucked. Okay. So it was tough.
Okay.
That was in middle school.
But that's the thing, like, I was trying to figure out, like, even still when I enter a new situation, like,
being funny is very valuable.
Yes.
It's an icebreaker.
As an adult, though, I think as I've made it my career, I feel like maybe I've grown a little more shy.
To be funny?
As an adult. Just, it comes out of me eventually. But I think as an adult that I've made comedy my career, I'm a little shy outside of it. I don't know. It's like a weird side effect.
Yeah. Do you think you were more like brazen when you were in like...
Yes.
Well, you were pissing your pants.
I was pissing my pants and eating dog bones.
The Pissy Pants twins. We're on tour.
We're on tour.
Come watch us. No diapers necessary. It's all for the laugh. So when you're doing gymnastics, at what do you remember the point where you're like, I'm done doing this?
It was like I was getting taller. I started being like, I don't know if I'll ever do those types of routines on the balance beam. Yeah. The balance beam really held me up because I learned how to do a cartwheel, which was hard enough, but enough times where you do a back walk over or any sort of jump in the air and you're landing on a beam like this right on your crunch. It's like, I don't know how many times I can do that.
Oh, I saw that at the Olympics a couple times this year.
This is what I'm saying. The beam was the scariest thing for me. Yeah. I really like the bars. I like the floor. But
I know they make a big deal of guys getting kicked in the dick all the time, but smashing your puss on a bar, it has to hurt.
Yes, and it did. I remember going to the bathroom after it and seeing, like, I remember going, did I get my period? Like, I thought that's how it worked. Whoa. Like, I banged it up so hard.
Now you knocked it loose.
I'm not saying there was blood, but I was like, did that make me get my period? That's what I thought.
Having a bruised puss because
of a balance beam. It's a bone.
Also, you got the lit, you know? You got meat before it, so you're smashing meat.
Yeah.
Smash Boy burger. Or girl, you're smashing your meat. A balance beam is a meat smasher. That's what they should call it.
It is.
Fuck a balance beam. Call it what it is. It's a meat smasher.
Yeah. So it was like, I was good, but yeah, I was getting taller. I had the fear in me, which made me feel uncomfortable because it's like, I want to be fearless. I want to be this good.
So would you see
but the
girls?
The skills were getting higher and higher, and I thought, I don't know if I can hack that.
Did you ever do the bars? Like,
yes, I did the bars. The routine was more like Kip glides up. Like casting, which is like your feet up, and then around, like you circling.
You do the around.
A giant is when you are fully extended and you see them go around the big, and they kind of like they'll kind of pike a little bit and then go up.
Yeah,
I did those with a spot. That was never something I. Yeah, but that was
give
never
yourself
something
credit.
I still got to do it, and then I would do a flip off one flip. Sick. Versus double twist.
Don't
anything.
Give a shit. That's sick.
Yeah.
That's still cool.
And, you know, I liked the floor so much because I could do back handspring, you know, back flip, back
to
tuck.
Music.
Yes, right?
And hit you and pose. Do a couple
but
steps.
It's always so measured.
I finally noticed that's how you do your jokes. Like, you're about to do a thing, you go... Dating's weird. Like, get into it. You're like,
before I go on stage, like side stage, nobody sees me, but I go like this.
You chalk.
Hello?
You chalk and he goes, my butt showing? Good. Let's do this. So was your mom, she spends savings on you.
Yeah.
Was she bummed out when you're like, I don't want to do gymnastics anymore?
I think after spending approximately 11 hours at a meet on a Saturday, she was like, I think that's okay for you to stop.
She's like, I want a new TV.
Yeah.
She goes, absolutely, retire.
And then also, you know, there are certain sports that are going to be for rich kids. Like,
for sure.
That cost money for the leotards or the equipment.
Travel
or the
teams.
Sticks or whatever it is. So, yeah, the long meet, my sisters came to one and they were like, bye.
That's so funny.
And then
ballet, they're like, at least you could see a show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so it was just sort of like everyone accepted that I was like kind of getting too tall and a bit of a, frankly, wuss to do some of the bigger things.
But then you're also... becoming a lady.
Yes.
And you didn't
and then
want
I was
that.
Like, maybe now I'll get my period if I stop doing gymnastics.
Because I feel like with gymnasts, they're like 17 and they're like, I'm 17 years old and I'm from Duluth, Minnesota. And you're like, you're not. You are being pushed down. You are being like...
kept in a jar.
It's yeah, and they're like, no lady time for you. Do you think those girls, when they get their period, they like get there, period.
They're like, because it's just gushing. It's a geyser and they're shot to the ceiling.
Their ovaries and uterine lining are like,
no, honestly, I feel like it's like stone soup. Like just squeezing a little blood out of.
It's just one by one. I thought it would be like, you know, on SNL where they put a tube up their sleeve to throw up.
That happens when they say, I'm officially retired from gymnastics.
And I'm no longer going to be a gymnast. I need to suck a dick. I'm bleeding.
But that's the thing. I had an 8-pack and pecs. You know,
ripped.
Where are the tits going to come in?
You had Sarah Connor body. Yeah. You're ready to fight a Terminator.
I was ripped. I did, you know, desperately want boobs and boys' attention. And
I mean, but then you also hear the opposite side of it. It's like girls who get boobs when they're young, like big boobs, they're like, it's like a nightmare.
Oh,
it's like
a
beacon for every boy. It's like zombies. It's that point in the movie where all the zombies look and realize you're a human. All the boys are like, oh.
Did you guys do this? Like the rumor? So we had 7th through 12th grade in the same building, which is
that's unhealthy.
Wild. Oh, terribly unhealthy.
That's unhealthy. That's like, you're that's oh, a.
All kinds of stat stuff is going on.
Stat
to like, the max. Dude, I know friends.
12s and 8, like. What was the...
I'm dating a senior. It's like, what?
Yeah, you don't even know multiplication.
We shouldn't be around each other.
She's just dating a senior. She's like, He's like, okay, all right. Okay, anyways, we're going to homecoming. Yeah, it's fucking wild. I remember when I was in high school, the hottest girl, like... Katie and I were just talking about this. Like when you go to high school, there's like rumors of how hot girls are from other middle schools. That's what like boys talk about.
Hey, we got an incoming.
And they were like, this girl, Angie, was like talked about. Like we go to the movies. Like that was like kind of like
I
the first
know
celebrity.
What she's up to now.
I don't know. She follows me on Instagram. She like likes posts of mine. I became friends with her in high school.
I genuinely was like excited by that.
But she,
Angie follows you.
It's pretty crazy.
I feel like I got to take my shoes off just so I can get comfortable.
Get comfortable. Not, you know,
also, I feel like
all those kids watching, they don't have foot fetishes yet.
Okay,
so don't worry about
it.
It's also socks
on.
A bunch of grown men watching this. When you said socks, went, oh, God damn it. They're like, I thought we fucking
They were listening and they went to YouTube. Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Nah, fuck this, dude. I'm going to go listen to something else. But I remember in middle school, like, the hype of girls from other schools.
All of a sudden, it smells like brie cheese.
I can't smell. So you can fucking let it loose. No, it doesn't. Dude, you can fart around me.
You can't smell at all?
At all. I talk about it a lot on stage.
Maybe you mentioned it last night.
I talked about it last night.
Night.
Yeah. I can't talk about it. I mean, I can't smell. I can't smell at all. Katie's like...
Or was
like
it a
nothing.
COVID thing?
No, it was COVID. It was COVID.
It didn't come back?
No, but I'm fine with it. I don't care.
Fine.
I don't really give
honestly,
a shit.
Honestly, if I
It was very dull before COVID.
Yeah, as your girlfriend, I'd be like, no, yeah, I just showered. Everything's cool.
Oh, no, Katie, like...
Down there.
I told her, there became a point where I go, you can fart. Like, I don't.
That's great.
It does nothing. It's purely funny.
I like it.
It's like purely funny. But.
Okay, sorry.
So when you're in middle school and you like quit gymnastics.
Yeah.
What's crazy is like girls getting boobs changed. Like that changes, that like has to change your life. But the jealousy.
Oh, God. I was so jealous of these girls.
You
knew
exactly
her.
You almost had names.
Ashley.
Ashley.
She's still hot, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but speaking of her, sorry. Yeah,
and then now you find out she has like spina bifida.
No, she's still hot. She's doing great.
Because she had giant tits.
I think she's actually an agent. Sorry if you're listening.
That's so funny.
Hot. Why sorry? We're talking about
how
you're great boobs. Okay, but do you guys do this? The rumors of hookups and stuff. And one of the rumors was like, did you hear like Ryan sucked Tina's tits?
Dude.
That was like a rumor of like
I remember
tit
French,
sucking.
I remember French kissing being like they
Frenched.
And you're
but
like
the tit sucking thing in my like from my mom,
tits?
What are we talking about?
You also don't realize how close you are to sucking your mom's tits.
Yeah.
Like you're so close to that that you're like, what do you do in seventh grade?
Because
like I can't imagine being a little boy and like, how do you suck tits as a little boy?
You're
like,
you don't even know what
you
you're
know
doing.
You don't know what you're doing. Like as a man, you know how to slap them around if I can get in there. But like as a little boy, you're not like, that's got to be weird.
I know.
I was always like, in seventh grade, and I had a bit on my HBO special, it's true. I used to like play with action figures still and smoke cigarettes.
I know,
so
love that bit.
So it's this weird cross section where you're like, I'm doing adult shit.
Yes.
But I'm a little boy.
Exactly. There is that. Yes.
Yeah.
For example, my dad would somehow let me get like Cosmo magazine or something.
Crazy.
And Big League Chew. And it just
feels. We got two bags in the kitchen if you want them.
And it feels weird picking up your American Girl doll after reading an article on how to touch the perineum.
You know what I mean? You're like, how to milk your man. And then you're like, oh, baby little poopsie needs new shoes. And you're like, but that's how it was. I was ripping a Marlboro Red and being like, yeah, I think Tatanka's going to take on Undertaker. And I really was like, that was like the real thing. When I tell people that joke, it's like, no, it wasn't a joke. That was really what I was doing. I remember we were going, like my friends were already, we were in middle school. My friends were already starting to smoke weed. And I remember we had a gate in my backyard. My stepdad, before he left, like made a gate in our back fence because my bus stop was right behind my house. Oh. So instead of walking all the way around, he just like made this gate, this like tiny little gate in my back fence.
That's nice.
But then my friends found out about it and they were like, oh, can we cut through your house? And I remember like, it wasn't even going to school. We were like cutting through my house for something. And I had a wicker basket filled with my guys, all my guys. And I had like a blanket over it. And fucking Scott Thompson, shout out Scott Thompson. I talked to him, lives in Seattle, comes out to the shows. We're still buddies.
Thank you for the details.
He saw like a leg of a toy and then went, Dan still plays with toys, and spilled the whole thing in front of like all the cool kids. And I went, oh, I think we're getting rid of those.
That's why they're there for pickup.
And then they left and I was putting them back in. I was like, I'm so sorry, guys. I'll be back.
Sorry you had to hear that.
Sorry, we got a war to fight on the stairs later. But I'm so sorry. But I remember being like, you are at this moment where you're like wanting adulthood, but you're also a kid. So.
And I had older sisters. You were only child, yeah, that created probably more mystery.
Yeah, it was like a for bubble. I think it created a lot of fear, but I also think it created
You guys had, you probably had your friends were like, you know, you can't get pregnant if you have sex in a hot tub. And he's like, what? Who told you that?
Pour soda in the girl's pussy and then she can't get, it'll, and you're like, that sounds horrible. That science on that sounds rickety.
But I feel like older kids, I don't know, I felt like I had a little more knowledge, even though they're saying and doing dumb stuff too.
Yeah, but you watched them.
Yeah. Go,
especially your oldest sister.
Period wise, for example, like we were talking about, it's like at least I wasn't like, oh, what is this? Or I tried to do things faster. Like I shaved my legs in third grade and I started underneath the ankle bone.
Really?
I locked myself in the bathroom when my mom was like at some sort of conference. And I took, you know, speaking of single mom and like we're working on a budget here, we only had Daisy razors.
Oh, yeah. Like
freaking plastic, basically like a, might as well have been a shard of glass.
How bad did you cut yourself?
Oh, so bad. It started underneath here and went up. No water, no cream.
You dry cut it?
I freaking basically committed suicide, attempted suicide.
Which sister found you?
Megan. I locked myself in there banging on the door like, let in, just show us what it is. I mean,
when you showed it to them, were they like,
Jesus Christ? And then of course I had this huge bandage to wear to school the next like week, and people are like, what happened? I'm like, cut myself shaving. There's like just one strip of hair missing, the rest is just like a beast.
So funny. I got caught in a bear trap,
cut myself shaving.
I was fucking running from the law in a bear trap. Got me. With your sisters, did you feel comfortable like going to Megan and being like, hey, when am I going to get my period? Did you ever like check in with them like a manager, like a house manager?
I know. I'm trying to remember. They definitely looked out for me. Like they did cool stuff. Megan's like was a senior when I was a seventh grader. And some of her guy friends, like I remember Marty Coates, like
shout out Marty Coates
on my birthday that of seventh grade, whatever that would have been. 13, 12.
Yeah. 12.
Yeah. Walked 12 to 13. Me to my classes. Like, he was so hot. He was like a football player. They made a sign from, like, a locker sign with pennies taped to it. Like, my middle sister Hannah's friends, Donnie Zumarski, like, made me this locker tag.
Zumarski-Z.
You know what I mean? They were just, like, they looked out for me. I wasn't, like, an embarrassment to them. I was kind of the funny kid.
Yeah, you're the mascot. You're the mascot of the family.
Yes. I would do anything wild. Like, this is bringing back memories. Remember when you asked me, like, what do you remember? I'm like, it's true. I was wild.
Yeah. You're a feral little kid and you're being funny.
Yeah.
So when you're funny, you get to be crazier.
I was wild. Because
people trust that where you're going is funny, not like mentally disturbed. They're not like, oh, this kid's fucked up. They're like, all right, this kid's funny. But like having that, having that like older kid. I mean, he's on the cusp of being 18.
Yeah.
And he like walks you to class and he's like, have a good class. And you're like, thanks, Dreamboat.
I know. And he's
just, but like, it's so funny because I've had friends with older siblings and they really do like, they'll do a thing where they know you're a kid, but they like treat you like, oh, watch out, you're getting cute. I might ask you to prom. And then you're like, this is all I'm going to think about for 3 days.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm just going to be obsessed with this.
I'll be writing Beth Coates in my diary.
Yeah, and you're like,
his last name
is I wonder what we're going to be like when we're married.
Yes, I have such a crush. Dude. I have those diaries and they are disturbing.
I have all of them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like says what I want. There's also some disturbing things, of course, that are like, go tanning, lose weight.
My mom.
Do crunches. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh God.
I didn't have a diary, but my mom found these cards when she was cleaning out of like stuff that I used to tape up on my like cork board or whatever.
Aww.
And one of it was like, stop being so depressed. And I was like, what the fuck? Dude, I think I can find it pretty quick.
Aww.
My mom was like, how sad were you? And I was like, I didn't think that bad.
My
mom was like, did I not give you a good life? And you're like, no, you gave me a great life. I have no idea. Dude, my mom was like, I was cleaning this out and I found this. And you're like, this is fucking wild. It was just like these like handwritten note cards. Because a diary, you find it and you're like, here we go.
Yeah, Scott Thompson is going to find that and tell everybody.
Scott Thompson, dude, shout out him for exposing my toys. I don't know what you created in me. But
I mean, there were so many freaking hilarious rumors though back then. Like I said, the sucking test thing's kind of in the realm of like, that makes sense. I remember this rumor about one of the kids, because guys are starting to jerk off, couldn't come unless he was by the window and ripped the shades up.
That was a rumor about a kid.
That's a rumor about the kid. By the way,
that's a very mature nut. to have that be your activation, pretty sophisticated.
Up. Yeah,
you got to be a real older perv.
Exhibitionist, really.
Yeah, he's like, look at me jerking off. It's so funny when his mom's like, why are the blinds broken? And he goes, I don't know, but we're going to need new blinds by tomorrow. I'm already full again. Did you ever think like Megan's friends were gonna, like when
actually
he drops
be
you
interested?
Off, like when Coates yeah. drops you off, are you like, when Coates drops you off, are you like, here we go?
Yeah, like this is, if I look hot enough tomorrow, you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna wear my wet seal top that's a little bit lower and my mom's water bra.
Uh-oh, looks like I just found a new husband. And this kid's like, to your sister, he's like, oh, I'll
yeah.
yeah. He's like, all right, come on, Beth.
He's
and
a
you're
child.
Like, I love you.
Yes. There was totally that feeling that I actually had a chance.
Dude, I remember one of my best friends still to this day, Fujak, his older sister, Sarah. She was only 2 years older than us. But in high school, that's might as well be a decade.
Leagues.
And her hot friends would come around. And it would be like, I would try to be charming, but I was like 14. And so you're just like, how are you doing? And one of them goes, you don't stop talking, huh? And I was like, I remember specifically
can I get anybody a Coke?
We were sitting in their basement and Sarah and her friend Jackie. Oh, I got you.
Sorry. I keep fooling with stuff. Sorry. I'm a fidgeter.
No, same here. I fidget all the
good,
time.
Is this good? Like up?
Yeah, you're perfect.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Sorry, everyone.
Check the camera. But because I don't care about politics. So when you see friends of yours that don't care, they get into it, you're like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay, so sorry.
But I remember sitting.
Like, you talk a lot.
Dude, I remember.
Oh, okay.
There it is. I remember specifically sitting in Fujak's basement with him, his sister Sarah, and her friend Jackie, who had a crazy big crush on. Huge crush on Jackie.
I know. It was like such a longing.
It was like.
It overpowered everything.
At such a young age, you're like, I'll give you everything you want in this
life. Exactly.
And
we had nothing to distract us.
And
quite
you're just
literally
like,
nothing. You'd just be writing about it, thinking about them.
I'd be like,
what you're going to wear.
We'd be at a house party. She'd be there. I'd be like, oh, I think it's going to happen today.
Yay.
And then she'd be like, hi. Like, patting you on your head. And you're like, you have no fucking idea. But I remember we were sitting in the basement. And I remember this very specifically. They're like, Soder can't be around when it's quiet. And then they were quiet. And I would be like, so what are you guys doing? And they're like laughing. And I was like, I love you so much. But I just remember because you're like facing that thing of you're about to jump into being an adult. It's crazy because you want it to happen so fast. And
I know.
You become an adult and you're like, fuck, I wish I would have taking an extra lap.
Also agreed. And also just the way we grew up, you know, separate but similar in some ways, which is like you are exposed to bigger ideas and new experiences that you wouldn't if you were in probably like the typical nuclear family where things were just sort of a little more
steady,
easygoing. Yeah. And so you do grow up. I guess the term is, you know, you grow up a little faster because you're exposed to life events. You're seeing your mom go through things that people aren't seeing their mom go through.
Oh, and I'd go hang out with my dad and I would hear the way they talked. My dad was just like, no kid should have been around him.
Yeah.
And then I would like go, but I always remember.
I'm wearing bars with my dad and his like boots. They're like, we're going to be right back. Well, they go do the boot scooting buggy. Me and my sister are just like.
Oh, I'd go with my dad.
Church, I mean,
my dad
was station, Orlando, Florida, alone at the blackjack table.
That's so fucking funny. My dad was a bartender, so I was just at the bar, or he worked at a liquor store, so I'd be at the liquor store. So I was around the adults, so I picked up how they talked.
Oh,
my dad
yeah.
was also very funny, so I liked watching my dad be funny.
Yeah,
I'd be like, because you make me laugh, and I wouldn't even know the jokes.
I know.
I'd just be like, oh, that's I know that's funny.
Yes,
I know it. It's like I can feel the timing of it. So then I would come back and like. Be comfortable making my friend's parents laugh.
Yes.
And you're like, this little kid is like
relating to me more.
Yeah.
Like, I remember feeling that with my best friend Amanda's dad. He was like just so tickled with me, like, because we connected.
Well, you're also like show an adult your sense of humor and they go like, oh, you're funny. And I've seen that with my friend's kids.
Yeah.
Where I've been like, oh, your kid's funny. Like your kid understands jokes. Cause I'll be like, bah, 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 and you're like, yeah, good timing. You know? And I think like when that happens, when you like learn how to socialize with adults when you're a kid, you want the kid thing to be over faster.
Yeah.
That's what fucks you up.
The feeling is really cool. I would feel a little cringe watching myself. Like we obviously couldn't afford a camcorder, so I'm not like watching home videos.
Yeah, I have none.
But I think it would be cringe to see myself. But at the time I was killing. And it gave me the confidence I needed to probably go on to be a comic.
Oh, for sure.
And I was so outgoing. That's what I'm saying. I'm being more shy as an adult. It's strange for me.
But that's
because
why
I was so like outgoing when you had to give your little name acronym thing, it'd be like bombastic, exciting, tenacious.
Dude,
hardworking.
Let me get a voice off in school.
Yeah.
Let me get one of my voices off
exactly.
And not get in trouble. I lived in the hallway.
I bet.
I lived, go sit out in the hallway. I knew something killed if I got sent to the hallway.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's a closer, baby. They can't fucking follow this. Follow this with social studies, you dorky bitch, Miss Sukel. You can't even follow how funny I am. But we were
doing a lot of references, I think. Like I think now there is such a difference because what we've done is become comics with original material.
Sure.
Like, that's actually a way I've gotten through to my dad. Because he does a lot of still trying to like repeat stuff or
movie quotes.
You know, yeah. And I'm sort of like, so I actually got through to him recently and he's forever changed.
Really?
Yeah. I said, because he'll talk to me and have respect for my job. And I'll be like, but you know what I do is like, it's from my head.
I make it up.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
I never thought about it like that.
Because we did get those laughs. And I'm not shading it, but it's like, are you the funniest in your group because you're being like, you're my boy, Blue?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like.
But I also think sometimes people criticize, like, they'll be like, little kids aren't funny anymore. But then I saw, like, little kids, a big trend with younger kids was doing that sex.
Oh, I know.
And I immediately was like, I would have done that. I would have been all 100%. Over that in seventh grade. I would have been in math class being like,
and I probably like, who did that?
And I would have been like, fucking killing.
Yes, of course.
I used to make myself pass out to make kids laugh.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah. And I'd choke and dude, I remember I woke up.
I did this all the time. A lot of it.
The DX suck
it? All the time.
But I remember making myself pass out and getting up and being like, I remember in chemistry class, they had different colors things of in the test tubes. Dude, just did shots, just down the line. Also, great preview for a up-and-coming alcoholic. Where you're like, because I remember being like, they were like, you don't even know what's in there. And I was like, brother, you don't know my family. We could walk through liquid. But it is, you, and like, so what's interesting is like you were talking about how you were like wanting boobs so bad.
Yeah.
Do you think you were more jealous of girls that got boobs in middle school or people getting deals in comedy? What jealousy wise, what do you feel like? Like the same way when you came to school after summer and you noticed, you know, Tiffany came with boobs.
Great.
Or when Catherine. You went on your phone and saw a Deadline article where you go like, they got a pilot?
Every day.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Oh, that's all being deadlines. Comedy. Being a comic in the age of social media is just waiting for boobs.
Yeah.
And watching everyone get giant tits.
I wanted tits.
They go, this fucking
thing. I've been waiting for tits for so long.
I want them tits.
I'm the one who's going to use them.
They don't even know what to do with those tits. Oh, by the way, those tits are going to be gone right out of there. But they, I mean, like the jealousy.
I think it was boobs.
I mean, it's got to be.
Because as comics, all we can do is like, you know, I think we have pretty good attitudes. It's one of those things where I'm like, obviously, I would like certain things.
But that's I think that's every business. Yeah. Every business, like, people want a promotion. They want, like...
But it is frustrating to see. Of course, sometimes your goal is to be like, there's room for everybody. But yeah, sometimes when you see a Deadline article for somebody or they win an award and you're like, what?
What the fuck?
What?
That's what I imagine, and I'm not on it, but that's what I imagine what LinkedIn's like. Like, LinkedIn, you're like, he's a fucking CFO? Yeah. That fucking guy sucked when he was group project manager.
I know. I was just going to say, all they did was stay after class and kiss the professor's ass.
That's all. Like, LinkedIn would drive me nuts if I wasn't in comedy. That's like our, that's their, like, if you work an office job or in a corporation and you're on LinkedIn, you're like, this fucking guy got a promotion. This fucking guy.
CFO of but what?
But just know, your tits are coming.
Your just titties keep, don't are worry. Coming.
Your boobs are about to pop just out.
Keep eating cornbread, baby.
I also think that's got to be a weird thing for a little girl to be like, I want boobs. And then what if you get like giant tits and you're like, stop.
Careful what you
stop,
wish for.
Stop.
These are cute.
Oh my God. Like, just keep growing.
I mean, I really did. I joke about it, but I say I grew my boobs in college with ice cream.
That's so
and I
funny.
Mean, like, I did technically. Yeah. It is weight. It is fat. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But it took a while because the gymnastics really tamped them down.
I mean, they just pushed you.
Yeah.
Down. They're like, no. Yeah, my, lady.
These pecs were just keeping them
you're
back.
Just jacked.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know, but I feel safe with Beth. I feel very safe. She's got a giant scar on her leg.
Any sniff of a fire, I'm carrying my mom out over my shoulder.
You go, you need me to get up on that third level with no stairs? Yeah. The core strength on Stelling is fucking unbelievable. Now, when you got into field hockey, did you feel like that scratched the itch that gymnastics left?
It was actually, so the interim sport, or some people argue, was cheerleading, because I was still able to tumble. So this is the funniest part.
And you were in a pom-pom.
No, I was the only one who could tumble. So literally at seventh grade basketball games, because I stopped in sixth grade when I was like, I can't hack it like that. I would go out and do like six back handsprings.
Sick.
And then the girls on my team afterwards who couldn't tumble would be like, yeah, after me.
That's
like, I'd go boom, 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 into the center and then be like, yes.
You're MVP.
Yeah.
You're MVP.
I felt very cool.
Because they really did. They were like.
Still no tits. So I didn't have as much bargaining power as I wanted.
But they don't, you don't give a shit.
But
your
I was out there. Yeah. I was doing back handsprings.
Yeah. Your cheerleading
so
squad.
So that was my transition into filling that sort of like, oh, well, this translates to something else.
I belong. I have currency.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then it became like I wanted to play field hockey and I couldn't cheer for the sports that conflicted with the fall team. And then I wanted to do speech and debate, the speech humorous category. So then I couldn't cheer for basketball. So cheerleading was kind of short lived. And then
all those other girls were like, fuck, we got to learn how to tumble. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
They're like, thankfully she's gone. We don't have to do that anymore.
Because they'd be like, Beth, do your thing. And they're like, great, go. That's so funny. You did all the work in the group project. You did all the work in the group project.
I was kind of like that.
So when you get to field hockey and you play it, does it feel like, oh, I finally found my place?
Yes, I love field hockey. I started in third grade.
Oh, damn.
On the floor. Like, we played on the gym floor first, like, sort of.
So you're doing gymnastics and field hockey.
Yes. And that was I think that was winter when we started in third grade. And that was actually the thing that I followed my sisters in. Because they kind of would do a lot of the same things, but that was the one thing we all did.
It was field hockey. So the Stellings were a field hockey team.
We were. And it all actually kind of started because Megan didn't make the soccer team, which was kind of the popular thing at the time. Like,
soccer
to make the soccer team in the 90s, it was like the big deal.
Dude, soccer in the 90s.
Yes.
And it's popular now. And I understand it's popular now. But fucking soccer in the 90s, Umbro and Adidas. Umbro shorts.
Exactly.
And fucking Adidas were like top tier. Like, soccer, for me, like middle school in the beginning of high school, soccer was like the biggest. And then if you played football, it was like football took over. But soccer was so fucking big. I bet middle school's always big for soccer. I bet through the years, it's never dropped.
And if you think about it too, it's nice because it just requires the ball. Like anybody can kind of show up and kick it around.
Buy shin guards, cleats, and you got a soccer ball and you can play it.
But
So Megan didn't make the soccer team.
She
didn't make
it, and she was like, okay, then I'll try out for the field hockey team. And she ended up being really great. She was good at it, but also ended up being the team captain. She did, what was it called, Futures. I think that she thought about playing in college, but didn't. Both my sisters went to Ohio University, and I was, again, I was
the... Go Bobcats.
I was the outlier, but...
Where'd you go?
I went to Miami of Ohio, University. Damn,
Red Hawk. Mm-hmm. So you had those are rivals, aren't they?
I'm actually going to commentate on the final game of the season when I go home to play the Victoria Theater November.
You're going to be in the booth?
I'm excited.
Ask Katie for some tips.
I should.
She was in a booth for Apple Plus for baseball.
Yeah, I'm going to need some.
Yeah, she'll tell you.
Yeah, I played, and then I thought about playing in college. I ended up just playing club because I was, again, a theater major. And so it was like... In college. Did you know that?
I didn't know you were a theater major.
Last minute, yeah. I was like, I'm going to do theater.
Theater kids and band kids. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah, dude. They were just fucking. Dude, band kids and theater kids.
Oh, my God. Mine was speech and debate.
I played football, and I got no pussy. I mean, I sucked at football. So
yeah,
because
you had to find a location to take them. Yeah. With the theater, with the speech and debate kids, they put us in a hotel. Great. We would travel for the weekend and be in a block of hotel rooms. You think we're not sneaking to each other's rooms?
And they know how to talk you into stuff.
Yes. That's Are you kidding point. Me?
Speech and debate, they're like, a hand job would actually benefit everybody. They go, I would probably do much better if you jerked me off. And you go like, I think he's the greatest speech. He's the greatest debate person we've ever had.
The greatest orator I've ever been.
And he goes, we and all jerked him off.
The greatest at oral.
Yeah. Perverts. If you're a pervert kid, dude, get into band, speech drama, or speech and debate.
Yeah. And like I said, you're going to stay in hotel rooms with other high school kids on the weekends.
The band hallway felt like the fucking red light district in my high school. You like go through and you're like, are all these kids, like all these nerds are just fucking? And we're like, fucking band kids. That's the greatest undercover shit in the world that they were like, oh no, don't hurt us, we're band kids. They're like having threesomes and shit like, oh fuck, I can't wait to go to Nationals. It was like the AVNs but with fucking tubas.
I mean, the uniforms are,
it's so, dude, you look like a gay general. And then you're just fucking everything that isn't nailed down. For all the kids watching this, get into band.
For all the kids, get out there, fuck a tuba.
Fuck, get a tuba.
Figure a flute.
Get good at a wood instrument. Fucking get
it. Figure out how to wet a wood.
You want
a wood.
You want
to
get your
a reed.
Yeah, you want to get your wood wet, get into wood instruments.
Think about
it. Yeah, it's all just girls being like.
Literally, you can picture Sarah, a girl from high school.
Dude, the girl that crushed my heart in eighth grade, that Claire cheated on me in eighth grade, cheated on me, got fingered.
No! I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I didn't even get to finger her.
Oh my God.
Two other guys that were better at football. Not at the same time. Like one was early summer, one was late summer. Found out, crushed me.
Yeah.
Crushed me.
I got cheated on by my older boyfriend, Robert.
Fucking
and when
Rob.
We found out, again, I blamed it on my no tits, but I covered his Jeep Cherokee in maxi pads.
Solid. I was ear-holed by it and destroyed. And I feel
despondent.
Sad.
That's
I
where feel, the card came from. I feel, try to be less depressed.
She's going to regret this.
The card your mom found.
This is, I think I might have told this story once before, maybe on the bonfire, but this is truly a story of friendship. And this is a positive story for my friend who he's famous now. He's very famous. My best friend when this happened was Mike McDaniel, who is currently the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. So fins up. Let's go. Dolphins football. So
this is?
Yeah, he sent me this football. He sent me like a box of stuff when he became the coach.
God.
When you're friends with like a head coach, they just get a bunch of t-shirts and stuff. Cool. Katie hates it. She's a Patriots fan.
Laces out.
Laces out, Dan. But I got cheated on and it fucking destroyed me. I was.
Was she your first kiss? Or yes. Like, okay.
First kiss, first real girlfriend, first boob I touched. I touched her pubic hair.
Oh my God.
At Batman and Robin. I touched her pubic hair. It was nuts. And then, meanwhile, I found out she's getting worn out by these other dudes' fingers. And I'm fucking getting crushed. So she was like very religious family. So she wasn't supposed to have a boyfriend. That was like the
or
thing.
Or get fingered.
No. So check this out. So what a ride or die move for McDaniel. This is why, even if they're having injury troubles, I believe in him as a fucking head coach.
Yeah.
I believe he's a motivator of men.
I'm ready to as well.
Because I got cheated on and he saw how fucking crushed I was. Mm-hmm. So he called her house and there's no cell phones. It's all landlines. And he left a message on her parents' answering machine where he went, "Hi, your daughter has a boyfriend." That's right. I remember this almost verbatim. He goes, "Yeah, that's right. Your daughter has a boyfriend who she cheated on and got fingered by two," and like lays it out to the point where I'm like, at first I'm like, no. And then I'm like,
thank you.
And he like leaves this message, drops the phone, right? We go ride bikes. As eighth grade boys love about to go into high school do. Just go ride your bikes.
Let's get out there. Feel bikes. The wind in our hair.
This is fucking, let's feel the summer heat. Dude, we get home and my mom is like, "What did you do?"
Oh,
and I was like, "What?" They traced the call because he made the call at my house. And my mom was like, I'm not going to say the girl's name, but Mr. called. Yee-hoo. "You are never allowed to talk to her again. He has blocked our number. You're never allowed to call her again. They need an apology," like all this shit. And I took it. I didn't make my friend apologize. Mike was, he taught me a little thing about being a team player that day.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Mike McDaniel. And
sounds
I went,
like McDaniel's going to do a little bit of covering up for the Miami Dolphins. Yeah. He goes,
yeah. Just well, I'm just saying he's going to go to war for you. Yeah, just, you know, make sure you check a phone record. But yeah, dude, that was the first.
Hey, if you're in the McDaniel's family, press star 69.
Just learn star 69. Star 67. Learn how to block it. Yeah. Star
67.
But it was like one of those moments where it was a friend truly standing up for me. At a moment where I was fucking destroyed. Mm-hmm. And I remember just being like, "I don't wherever the rest of our lives goes, dude, like, fuck yeah."
Amy Schaefer, she's the one who she unwrapped all the pads that we stuck to Robert's Jeep.
Do you still talk to her?
I just visited her when I was in Amsterdam.
And that's what's up.
Yeah.
She's living in Amsterdam, living a crazy
she
life.
She is.
You start putting maxi pads on people's cars, you're either stand-up or you're living in Holland.
Exactly.
You're living in fire. You got to get out of here.
She's back. She was working for the embassy, and now she's in Montana, but her life is rad.
But that's exactly like, dude, I watched him, you know, coach the team on, like, I watch him every Sunday. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah. But it is like, you need a friend like that.
She's ride or die.
You need a ride or die friend. When you have a ride or die friend, you're like,
let's get him.
Thanks, dude.
And I would do that for her too.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing. I remember doing something similar for him when we found out he got fucked with.
Yeah.
Where I was like, dude, I'll sneak out.
Same.
We'll go fucking egg.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go egg a house.
Exactly.
I got a fucking arm
on
me.
I got the teepee, eggs. What else do we throw at people's houses?
Oh my God, dude. One time Katie got teepeed. I don't know if she's ever told the stories. I don't know if I did. But her parents made her clean it up because they thought it was her friends that was doing it. She's like, I'm getting bullied.
Yeah, this is not a gift.
And they're like, you clean it up. And she's like, I want to get him. I'm getting bullied. And they're like, can you help me clean it up? This is horrible.
We had to live with our grandparents for a little bit when we were little. That reminds me. And my grandpa, you know, World War II vet, he stationed the Aleutian Islands. Yeah. He didn't see war.
He didn't see that much heat.
We love him.
Yeah.
And he fought for the country. But he was so regimented, and we apparently used more than 2 squares of toilet paper.
Oh,
you better believe he went in there. I don't know what happened. Maybe we clogged the toilet. I have no clue. I just remember as a child reaching into the toilet and picking out toilet paper.
No, because you used too much?
Yes.
That's wild.
Thankfully, it was just piss, but wow.
Oh, my God, dude. If a loose Grove turd
was regimented.
That's wild.
Speaking of getting teepeed and having to clean it up.
He's like, you used too much. You're going to clog my pipes. Pull it out with your little hands.
He would threaten to take my whoobie, my blankie, and wash his car with it. He was so strict.
Why?
And we couldn't touch the walls. It was pretty.
That is wild.
It was pretty wild.
That is wild having a strict grandpa like that where you're like, we're kids. Yeah, dude.
I know. It's weird. I think it's just in you. I have a little, I have a touches of some OCD.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what smalls, like in hotels? Like
especially, yeah. I feel like when COVID hit, to be honest with you, I was like, oh, this is how I've been living.
I'm good. That's funny. You're like, welcome to my world, dorks. Yeah,
exactly. The rest of the rest of the world, start washing your hands like I do.
This, I've been here.
It's nothing crazy, but I just, it depends on my mood. It depends on my life, like how in control, how happy I'm feeling. Like if it ticks up a little, I'm going to be using a Lysol wipe more than often. You know, like in the hotel room, I'm trying to think, yeah. Last night, I wiped everything down with a Lysol wipe.
Oh, really?
All the surfaces. Katie, Airbnb, sometimes I'll give it a wipe.
Just before this podcast, Katie told me something fascinating. Do you know the subreddit for OCD? You're not allowed to reassure someone. Reassuring is banned on the OCD subreddit.
I'm curious about that.
Because it perpetuates the OCD. Because you go, no, that's okay. I do that too. And then someone goes like, oh, I'll just keep going with it.
Okay.
Because you need to break it. You need to break the cycle of it.
It's interesting. Like I just, like I'm saying, I know when it's ticking up. Everybody experiences these things, I'm sure. Like your anxiety or whatever's going on in your life. Even sometimes my body will, past bad relationships. I know it sounds weird, but like there is so many things connected.
Yeah.
My face would break out more.
Everything's connected.
Yeah. So I think sometimes if I'm feeling like, oh, well, I didn't get this job or I'm out of control here. I'm not doing, you know, if I just wipe it a little bit more.
clean it up for baby.
then I'll be safe.
Your boyfriend just catches you pulling fucking toilet paper out of the bath, out of the toilet. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's too much. I use too much. And then you're just rubbing it on the walls. You're like, oh gosh, you're spiraling. I need tits. What the fuck
he's
is
like,
wrong
with you? Look down, they're on your chest.
Oh my god, you guys sucked them earlier, and not like a little boy sucks them, like a man sucks them. I sucked your tits like a man. You are one of my favorite people in the world. Thank you for doing the podcast.
You're one of my favorites. Thanks for making me laugh last night.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I love your stand-up. I mean, I love watching you in Madison, too.
Yeah, that was the stand-up.
You are so good
at stand-up. We were at the new UCB last night,
yeah,
which is very nice.
It was very nice. And the crowd was lovely.
The crowd was like one of those things where they were tiny, mm-hmm, but you go out there and you're like, oh, I can really fuck around with these jokes.
Yeah.
I can like
I tried a couple new lines.
Yeah.
I try, and they, you know.
Talking about your sisters was very, very funny.
Oh,
I sat up in the back on that
one. Oh, thank you.
It was very funny. And it, your special on Netflix was incredible.
Thank you.
I hope.
Your last one was killer, too.
I hope your sister's friend that walked you to class.
Marty.
I hope Marty.
He's probably a fan of yours.
Marty.
Who isn't a fan of Dan?
If you're watching this, that walk that you took Beth to class meant a lot.
It did. Thank you.
Marty Coates. Thanks for making Beth feel like a lady when she was a little girl.
Even when I had no titties.
Yeah. Dude, I bet Marty Coates would be like, what the fuck are they fucking talking about me? I mean, you know what I mean? You don't realize that? And then Jackie would be like, he still doesn't shut up. I've noticed. Even on his podcast, he won't let his guests talk. And you're like, shut up, Jackie.
Of silence for Jackie to prove that we can.
Also, you want to know something crazy? She went to U of A, and I went to U of A, and she was in a sorority, and she took me to a date dash, and she got so drunk, she made out with me.
I didn't think that's where it was going to go.
It was the greatest. Don't tell Katie.
Okay. Katie.
It was so cool. Like, I love Katie. She's the love of my life.
Yeah.
We're going to get married. Mm-hmm. But, dude.
That was.
I called Fujak, and I was like, I got to make out with Jackie. And he was like, what? And then she never talked to me again because I think she sobered up and was crazy embarrassed. She was like crazy embarrassed.
I have a couple of those of my past. Like it was a younger brother's or a friend's younger brother who was he is hot. And then in college later, we went out drinking and he got like a little too close. Like maybe this could be something. And I was like, it's not something. I promise it's not something.
Dude, I left my backpack in her car and it took me weeks to get it back. And this is in college.
You're like, maybe I don't need the backpack. Maybe I don't need it.
I was like,
I'm not doing the reading.
I go, you know what? Cost of business, baby. you're drunkenly make out with a girl you had a crush on in high school with? You lose a JanSport. A little of this, a little of that.